This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And it's time for our monthly check-in with the police department here in the city of Juno. Jeremy Weske, he's a lieutenant of special operations. Jeremy, Lieutenant Weske, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. What's on the whiteboard these days at the department? What are you guys thinking about?
Well, in my position, I supervise the investigations unit and the drug unit. And for us, we had a pretty big change this week. We filled our drug sergeant position, which has been vacant for a while. And that position supervises our two detectives that are in the drug unit. And why that's important for us is that with HIDTA ramping up and us expecting to see some federal funds for drug operations, that that position gives us the ability to really push forward with CCAD, which is our regional task force here in Southeast for drug crimes, our drug task force. And that drug sergeant will oversee CCAD and allow us to get things moving there.
And you mentioned HIDTA. What's that mean?
That's the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force. It's a federal task force. There are some throughout the country in different regions. Alaska is unique in that we have a task force that's dedicated to Alaska only. It's a one-state task force. Federal funds are provided to the state, and then those are divided out into different regions in the state. Southeast is one of those regions. And Juneau being the capital city and the biggest city here in Southeast, we are the hub for the Southeast region of the task force.
So I'm not sure if it would be this new drug sergeant position or you as a lieutenant of special operations, but is a major part of your job trying to find how people are bringing drugs into the community?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I think we have a pretty good handle on how they're coming in. Being in Juneau, there's really a limited number of ways that they can get into our community. The problem is finding when they're coming in and who's bringing them in. So the task force job and the job of the detectives we have in there now is definitely to try and find those people and get the drugs out.
Are there any ways that you feel comfortable sharing with us here in the public? Maybe ways that just don't work.
I don't know about ways that don't work unless you were, you know, to mail a package and wrote on it, you know, this is drugs. That probably wouldn't work very well for you. But unfortunately, on a serious note, people are really good at it. And they've found ways to get drugs in here on a regular basis. And we see the toll that it takes on our community when that happens. And so we're always looking for information, for things that we can do better, and just trying to perfect our craft in that and trying to clean up our city the best we can.
If somebody does have tips, what's the best way to get them to you and your colleagues?
The best way and the easiest for people to remember is just to call the business line at JPD. If they tell the person who answers the phone what they're calling about, they'll get transferred to the correct area.
I think I may have just sensed it in your voice. I was going to ask you, you know, sort of what's the most challenging part of your job? And it does sound like the toll that you see it taking on our community.
Yeah, I grew up here. I was born and raised in Juneau. And I remember, whether it's an accurate memory or, you know, just that the good old days type of sentiment. But it feels different than when I grew up here. And that bothers me for Juneau. That this is what we're going through now, and so drugs are a big part of that, and we have a big responsibility to try and help our city and get it cleaned up.
What responsibility do we have as general community members?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know that the general person, you know, besides when you see something, you usually know when it doesn't look right. Some people are really good about calling in and letting us know when they see things that don't look right. And some people feel like it's not their business. It's not their place to do that. This is your town. This is your city. It is your place. If you see something that doesn't look right, if you see something that you think is unsafe or dangerous, call us and we'll do our best to take care of it. We may not be able to do, you know, move mountains, but we we will do our best to take care of the problem.
Can you think of that non-emergency number off the top of your head?
I believe I'm going to get it wrong because I think they changed it. I still have a backdoor number that I use. It was 500-6600. But if that's wrong, I apologize.
Yeah, I bet we could find it by Googling non-emergency number, Juneau Police Department. Jeremy Weske, I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing with us. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I think that's all. I guess, like we always do, I just want to give a plug for JPD. We're always hiring, always looking for good candidates, and people can find information about that on joinjpd.com. We would love to have as many people apply as we can. It's a great place to work.
Lieutenant Jeremy Weske, thank you so much for coming on today's show.
Thank you.